This is Ethically Speaking.
So, Denny, who do you think's winning today, Bush or Kerry?
That question makes no sense, Dean. It doesn't matter what today's poll has to say. What matters is how the candidates explain how they're going to handle important issues like the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, healthcare, the economy.
Okay. So where do you think the candidates stand on these matters?
I have some idea, but it took a lot more work than voters should have to invest. That's partly the candidates' fault and partly the fault of news media. It's the candidates' fault because no one can hold them accountable if they remain vague about their plans, so they remain vague. But it's mostly news media's fault for not reporting more than what each candidate is saying. That makes my voter duty so demanding because I have to go elsewhere for the information.
But we do know a lot about some things. Bush and Kerry's military service, for example. And there's that recent syndicated article about Kerry's leadership style. That tells us something about how he might run the country, if elected.
Aren't these trivial when compared to how the candidates plan to replace all of the jobs lost or how to pay off the deficit? So much of news coverage is just he said, he said. News media tell us what Kerry says on one side and what Bush says on the other side without indication of how to tell which side is closer to the truth. The he said banter tells me nearly nothing.
And in your perfect world?
In my perfect world, journalists would honor their duty of holding candidates' feet to the fire and move from what the words are to what they mean.
Do you feel well informed? Inform us at ethicallyspeaking.org. This show is co-produced by the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg, and the University of Montana, with support from the Metropolitan Water District of Southern California. I'm Dean Ritz.
And I'm Denny Elliott. Music by Eric Hutchins.